Hello and welcome to the program. We're here hopefully with a little more strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more about fighting discouragement. It has been said that the greatest tool the devil has against Christians is the tool of discouragement. People get discouraged. Good people get discouraged. Moses was giving his life trying to help God's people. However, the people criticized, condemned, and complained so much that Moses finally got so discouraged he wanted to die. Numbers 11:14 says, Moses prayed, I am not able to bear all this people alone because it is too heavy for me. He continued, kill me, I pray thee. Well, I've been discouraged over the years, but I've never been that discouraged. I think one of the problems here is Moses had a wrong perspective of what was going on. From his perspective, the source of discouragement was people and a lack of provisions and a lack of appreciation for what he was doing. The real source of discouragement, however, was a personal problem. Like Elijah and Jonah, who also prayed to die, Moses allowed himself to become discouraged. Nobody can make me discouraged but me. If I'm going to get discouraged, I have to allow that to happen. He allowed his problem to become bigger than his God, and then, in turn, this changed his attitude about everything. Moses started out very confident about his ministry. Discouragement, however, brought him to a place of confusion. Well, it boils down to simply letting the Lord have his way. Listen carefully. We've heard this message and song lots of times before, but let's listen to it again and let's make it a reality. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay.
Have thine own way.
See?
I think it's safe to say that one of the best believers that ever walked the face of this globe was a man called Moses. And if Moses could get discouraged, I think then we can probably get discouraged too. We look at his prayer and he said, "I am not able to bear all this people alone because it is too heavy for me." And he ended by saying, "Kill me, I pray thee." Now his prayer revealed that the condition of his heart had changed. The tone of his prayer was anger, and he questioned, "Why me?" When we get discouraged, instead of asking, "Why me?" it would be a good idea to ask, "Why not me?" Jesus said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation." Did he mean everyone but me? Job 14:1 says, "A man that is born of a woman is full of trouble." Did he mean everyone but me? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Did he mean everyone should give thanks except for me? Notice again in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he said, "In everything give thanks." He did not say "for everything." Sometimes adversity is a better friend than prosperity. When the Lord allows trouble to come into our lives, we need to remember that it is part of his plan for us. Romans 8:28 says, "All things work together for good." This verse continues to say, "according to his purpose." We should not ask, "Why me?" Our prayer should be, "Lord, what is your purpose? What is the lesson that you want me to learn?" Someone has said, "When you get the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on." That advice is all right for unsafe people. However, what Christians need to do is let go and let God take care of the situation. Part of the purpose for the pressure of life is simply God letting us get to the end of our rope so we'll trust him to do the impossible. Moses had his little self-centered pity party. Instead of having a heart for the people he was responsible to lead to the promised land, and it was a little pity party because the people who discouraged him didn't show up for the party. They didn't even know he was having a party. Discouragement is caused by unmet expectations. If you expect you are going to be involved in the work of the Lord and not be criticized, you're living in a dream world. If you expect everyone is going to appreciate your efforts, you will soon become discouraged. When discouraging situations come along, we shouldn't focus on the circumstances. We should look to the Lord for wisdom. The things we consider to be problems, God considers to be projects. We need to simply ask God for the wisdom to handle the project and thank God that he trusts us with the project that he has allowed to come our way. Discouragement, if not dealt with, will lead to compromise. The greatest reason many churches have quit preaching Bible standards concerning modesty and music and messing around in the world is pastors got discouraged at the point where they began to compromise. Don't let it happen. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay.
Oh, me, I pray. Power, oh power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Always live.